You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So let's unpack that. Because in my mind, I'm imagining, right, you're growing in sales, but then maybe we're not paying attention to operations and maybe our costing isn't quite where it needs to be. So I'm just curious, any lessons that way where you realized, okay, maybe I should have invested in training my people and having manuals and training procedures in place. I'm curious, was that part of the learning?
I did try and do that one actually, but I mean, of course, because it was so difficult because I didn't have the right people at all. I was tending to write them at 2 in the morning, which probably affected their quality. But I think I didn't invest in the right quality people. There comes a time when you grow that you need some people who ideally are better than you, who are going to drive the business forward. And I had people who'd been working for me, and I thought, you know, they're lovely people. They've been here since the beginning. And so they must be, I can see by your face, you've heard about one before now.
Yeah.
And it's such an easy mistake to make. And of course, they've got no experience, even less than you, of running a business or leave alone driving it forward or scaling it or anything. So you're constantly in trouble.
That's a really good point. And it brings up, we talked earlier about empathy. We talked about really understanding people, what drives them, what motivates them. But at the end of the day, as the leader, the CEO, founder, owner of the business, you have to do what's in the best interest of the business. So hypothetically, right, you're running this business and you realize you get to the point where you're growing, you need different people. What if the people who have started with you from the beginning no longer fit the best interests of the business? How do you begin to wrap your mind around having that conversation where it's like, okay, you've been here from the beginning, but your skill set no longer fits the needs of the business? Is that a decision that you make? And again, this is hypothetical, but shed some light on that. What do you do in that situation?
I think it's really hard and I got it very wrong. You know, I had two people, particularly from the beginning, who were lovely people, very much craftspeople, not managers. They managed to a certain size just because they were so nice that people wanted to do well for them. But they struggled with management. They struggled with all of it. They didn't actually really want to do it. And yet, there was an element in them that was going, but hold on, you know, we're the ones that have been here from the beginning. Mm. And it would have taken very skilled negotiation to manage to make them feel valued enough to stay in their roles and bring other managers in. And it, for me, it would have required two things. It would have required finding the right people who would understand that and come in and also value them without treading on their toes, but take over the management and nurture them and make them feel terribly valued, which, as I say, I never did. And also, I would have to do that to support both them and the newcomer or newcomers. I would have needed a lot more investment. And at that stage, I wasn't mentally capable of the mindset of changing the business, and because I'd always bootstrapped into needing substantial investment, which helped back the growth. I would have needed to do that to pay for good enough quality people.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting because I think a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with that. You know, this is oftentimes they're the founder. This is their baby, something that they grew from conception, right, to reality. And now it grows to the point where, to your point, it needs different things. And that's very hard to bootstrap, right? Sometimes you need that cash injection or that and or revenue in order to pay the people who require the value that they bring. So that's what we call a pickle. It's a hard situation.
It was indeed a pickle.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.